As California's wildfires continue to burn, other states and even other countries continue to offer assistance, battling the largest fire in that state's history. Now another crew is getting ready to head over from Arizona's National Guard. And here to update us on the aid Arizona is providing us Tiffany Davila. She's with the Department of Forestry and Fire Management. Tiffany, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Great to have you. So who's being sent? How many, for example, from Arizona?
So we have roughly 400 firefighters already assigned out of state. 300 of those firefighters are in California. The rest are assigned to various fires in Oregon, Montana, Nevada, and such.
And I imagine that what we're seeing in California, there is more of a need there. This is typically, even though we've talked in the past with folks about how the wildfire season is getting longer, it appears that California is having the worst of it right now.
They are. They really need boots on the ground. So we received orders a few weeks ago and sent roughly 300 firefighters there. We have about 80 pieces of equipment, including engines and water tenders, and they're assigned to basically any fire that's burning in California, from the Carr Fire, the Eel Fire, the Mendocino Complex Fire. We've got firefighters all over across that state helping them there.
And please define for us exactly what the duties are going to be. With boots on the ground, obviously they're going to be in the thick of this.
They are. Some of them are actually fighting the fire on the front lines. Others are just in pre-position status, waiting for the next round of lightning strikes that the state is anticipating. We also have firefighters that are serving as coverage to local fire departments that are actually out in the on the wildfire. So they're actually running the day-to-day operations of those local fire departments, running those 911 emergency calls.
And how about the length of time? Does that depend, obviously, on how long the fires are burning, but does it also depend on how much responsibility each firefighter is allowed to have, how long they're allowed to be on the line for a certain amount of time before it either gets to them in terms of being tired or the danger, whatnot?
Right. So we allow 14 days with an extension of 7. So for a total of 21 days, and that doesn't include drive time. So California is really in need of crews and firefighters. So what we're doing is we're extending them 14 days, so they're doing 21 days on a fire. They're getting their 2 days mandatory rest, and then we're either swapping out crews or they're going back either to that same fire or reassigned to another fire. So we've had firefighters over there for about a month now, and they could stay there for the next few months as California really enters the heart of their wildfire season.
And Tiffany, as we've seen recently, the monsoon has given us some wet weather pretty recently here in the valley and in the mountains of Arizona as well. How did that affect the length of the fire season here? It almost feels as though our firefighters would be more available this year to help out in other states because our fire season, though it had some problems, of course, not nearly as bad as it could be.
The fire activity here for our fire season was very low. We put fire restrictions and closures in early in our high-risk areas, so that allowed us to keep our numbers down, the number of acres burned down. We burned about 100,000 acres this year as compared to last year, where we burned well over roughly 420,000 acres at this time. So that allowed us, our crews, to get out of Arizona and go help other states, not just California, but again, we've got crews in Oregon, Nevada, Texas, and Montana. And, you know, we do this every year. We've got crews that come and help us during our wildfire season, and then we go out and show support when we are getting into our monsoon season and our fire activity decreases here.
That is Tiffany Davila. She's with the Department of Forestry and Fire Management here in Arizona. Tiffany, thanks.
Thank you.